See you, Blue Hawks and the St. Paul Wildcats here at Hastings High, and this is the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Kevin Asher joins us, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Coach, the ball club ends the regular season 16-6 with a win at Centura last Friday night. And overall, Coach, I think you got to be pretty happy with things. This ball club 16-6, you step away from this, it's a pretty darn good season so far.
Yeah, we've had a nice regular season, and our kids really have come together here in the last month. I thought we had a tough stretch there where we were replacing people and injuries and sickness and all the things that you go through throughout a season, and it makes you better. I think in tough games and tough situations, kids, you find out a lot about your character of your kids. And I thought through the month of January, we needed to learn a lot about ourselves because we really weren't what we were going to be through December. So January was a really important month for us, and we've responded really well and played well up to this point.
It's a process, isn't it, Coach? It's a season. That's why they call it a season. It's kind of coming together with this ball club, I guess, and I'm sure you're happy with that. As this season has gone along, things have begun to fall into place, haven't they?
You're right. Every team is different. Every season is different, and that's why you never look in the past too much. You never look too far ahead. We talked a lot about our kids, you know, the injuries they had early in the season, and now that's all past us, and we can't look back. And we've looked at, you know, the fact that we're the three-time defending state champions, and people are going to look at that, and that's in the papers, and that's in the media, and things like that. But this is a new season, new team, and this group has come together, and that's what's really fun to watch and see them grow, and the practice work ethics they brought and the leadership that comes out of the kids and who's going to step up. And, you know, this time of the year, who is, you know, we have a real good idea of who's going to be our go-to players. And that's what you want. You want kids that are going to step up in tough situations.
These kids have gotten into their roles, and they're really comfortable in their roles now, aren't they, Coach? What they're supposed to do and expected to do. The leaders are supposed to lead. They're doing that, and the other guys are getting the contributions from everybody that plays. So everybody's kind of comfortable now, don't you think?
Yeah, you have to, you know, somewhere along the season, roles are defined. You know, you can start out a season, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the season, those roles are readjusted, and our kids are unselfish, and that's something that a coach can't value enough. The fact that all the kids buy in, and they've done a great job of settling into their roles. And it was tougher this year because of the fact that some of them started out the season as a starter or sixth man, and now they may be the eighth, ninth man. They may be a situational player. And as that season goes along, you see how your tightness and your togetherness come together. And I think, you know, the week of the Heartland Classic, you know, when we have the three really tough ball games back to back to back, you find out a lot about your team, and everybody contributed that week and really helped our team play well. So, you know, that's kind of what you base your season off of, is those tough weeks and how you come together.
The ball club will take on St. Paul as the sub-district begins tonight, so I guess we can say it's kind of a new season starting tonight, and we'll be back with more on the pregame show right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Kevin Asher with us as St. Cecilia gets ready to take on St. Paul in the Class C1 Subdistrict Boys semifinal. The Wildcats of St. Paul, Coach, 7-13, but I guess we can throw that record out, throw the Blue Hawks out. We are kind of in a new season here, aren't we? What about St. Paul? What's your scouting report on the Wildcats?
Well, St. Paul's got a really athletic team. They're top 7-8 players, you know, match athletes with a lot of people in the area. You know, you've look at their roster, and they're not a very big team, but they're athletic, and their top two scorers are as good as any ball player, you know, around. A lot of teams would take those two ball players in Casey Poss and Isaac Stone. They're averaging double digits. They do the scoring load for their team, and then the rest of their team really fits into their roles. You know, they've got a nice point guard. And the Kozler kid, he does a great, or Kohler kid, he does a great job of getting them into, you know, the things that they want to do. He's quick. They bring people off the bench that can really help them in Peters, Schulte, and Kozler. And, you know, you just look at the up and down their lineup with Townsend, Somke. They don't really have a weakness. You know, they may have not had the regular season that they've had, but anybody's going to get hot, you know, and try to defend or to try to get back to the, you know, next round. So you got to do a great job of preparing. And I think our kids have really prepared the last 3 days.
Preparation's been good. What are the keys for the Blue Hawks tonight to come out on top and move into the final on Thursday?
Well, we definitely want to go inside. You know, we've been an inside-out team all year. Obviously, with Zach Stirrup in there, we've got to do a great job of getting him touches. St. Paul does a lot of junk-type defenses, which may take some of our perimeter game away, and then they'll collapse hard on Zach Stirrup. So rebounding is going to be key. We've really stressed going to the offensive glass this week because of the fact that maybe our guards won't get the looks because of the junk defenses that they're used to. So we've got to get on the offensive glass. And then St. Paul plays up tempo. From everything we see, we've got to get back and defend well because Casey Poss and Isaac Stone will shoot any shot, you know, from three-point range to drive to the basket. So we've got to do a great job of slowing those two down.
This ball club coach, it sounds like your guys are going to have to do some adjusting out on the floor tonight from your instructions over there on the bench. As you're liable to see just about anything tonight from the Wildcats with Coach Peters, they got nothing to lose here tonight as we've talked. But your kids are going to have to play smart tonight.
Yeah, we are. And this time of the year, it comes down to teams that play really good defense and limit their mistakes. And, you know, you can say that for every team that you see down in Lincoln. You know, they're a team that really usually limits their mistakes, and there's going to be eight teams that qualify, and as the season goes on, and this is a six-game season, so to say, it's make sure you value the basketball, do a great job in your defensive schemes, and, you know, that should carry you through as long as you can bring the intensity and desire each night.
Well, a number of these kids have been on state championship teams, and you've had a difficult schedule this year, Coach. You've played some outstanding teams. I'm sure your kids, they're ready to go. They're ready for tonight, I would think, Coach. I mean, this is their time of the year. It has been, and I'm sure they're really excited about getting this tournament play underway.
Yeah, the experience you get through all the state qualifications, whether it be football, basketball, golf, track, these athletes have you know, excelled for a high level for, you know, 3 to 4 years here, most of them. Some of them don't have the varsity basketball experience, you know, down in Lincoln, so to say, but they've been around it, whether they were as sophomores on this team, juniors on this team, whether they qualified in football. You look at all those intangibles, and, you know, you'd say you're experienced, and your kids, you know, you hope you're hungry. You know, even though they've won three, I think this group has refocused itself in the last 3 weeks, and they've done a great job of preparing and practice. They understand what it takes, and it's going to take that type of effort that they've seen in the past to, you know, get us to the next round.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight as we begin tournament play. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk after it's over. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Blaine. Thanks for all the coverage.
It's Kevin Asher, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Stay tuned. The starting lineups and play-by-play coming right up.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Hastings High School. Semifinal action in the Class C1 Sub-District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament as the boys get underway this week in Classes C and D in the Sub-District. I'm Blaine Bulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you tonight as the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks take on the St. Paul Wildcats in this semifinal, with the winner moving on to the championship game this coming Thursday night right back here at Hastings High, and they will take on the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, the number one ranked Crusaders in the season for Central City. Grand Island Central Catholic 47, Central City 31, and Central Catholic will take on the winner of this one Thursday night in the sub-district championship game. Of course, this is the beginning of the tournament trail for the three-time defending Class C1 state champion St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They are 16-6 on the year. They have seven wins over teams with winning records. But look at their losses. Two against number one-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic. One against number two-ranked in C1 Norfolk Catholic. A loss against number two-ranked Gretna out of Class B. And two losses at the beginning of the season when the Bluehawks were coming off the football state championship and getting ready for the season, really started the season 0-2, losing to Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman. But the Bluehawks since then are 16-4, 16-6 overall as they take on the St. Paul Wildcats. Rick Peters in his final season as high school basketball coach here at St. Paul, he's announced that he's just going to retire and call it good after this season. And Coach Peters, 31 years as a high school coach, 23 at St. Paul. His ball club 7-13 on this basketball season. Kind of unusual because St. Paul, always with the good athletes, struggling this season. They lost their last two ball games to Grand Island Central Catholic and to Ravenna. They have only one win over teams with winning records on the season. They did start out 4-2, but are now 7-13 on the basketball season. But of course, they come in with absolutely nothing to lose here tonight as they want to take out the St. Cecilia Bluehawks and not allow the Bluehawks to go any further on this basketball season. St. Cecilia must win its way to Lincoln. They will not qualify as a wild card this season. So the Bluehawks have to win three and go to the state tournament if that is in the cards for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They will start tonight Phil Hamburger, the 6 foot, the 2-inch junior, 10 points a game, 5 rebounds. Also starting will be Matt Kissinger, a 6 foot, 1-inch junior, 9 points a game for Matt, 2.7 rebounds. Chase Bassett will start, the 5 foot, 11-inch senior. Chase averages 1.6 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. Mike Hammond, the 6 foot, 1-inch junior, 5.7 points and 5 rebounds per game. And the big guy in the middle, the 6'10 senior, Zach Stirrup, 12 points a game, 7.6 rebounds. The Bluehawks score at 48 a clip. They give up only 40 per contest. They shoot 46% from the field, 34% from three-point range, but only 55% from the free throw line. Well, the St. Paul Wildcats, actually the home team on the scoreboard, they'll start Brady Townsend, 5'10 junior. Basically, this is four guards and the guy at center, Isaac Stone. Brady Townsend is a 5'10 junior, 3 points, 2 rebounds per game. Tanner Kohler, 5'7 junior, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Destin Sombe, 5'10 senior, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Casey Poss, the 5'10 senior, 12.5 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists a game. And Isaac Stone, 6 foot, 3-inch junior, 13.5 points, 11.3 rebounds, 54% of his field goals go down. And the big guys here for St. Paul, Isaac Stone and Casey Poss. These are the guys the Bluehawks have to control a little bit here tonight. St. Paul coming in, averaging about 47 points a game. They give up 51-52 per contest on the season. So it's the 16-6 St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the 7-13 St. Paul Wildcats as the tournament trail begins for these Class C1 basketball teams. Again, St. Cecilia will be the visiting team. They have their traveling blue uniforms with the white numerals and trim. They will go from left to right. Stirrup, Hamburger, Bassett, Kissinger, and Hannon. Coming out for the Wildcats will be Stone, who's 6'3", Isaac Stone, but the other four guys are all 5'10", or 5'7", Tanner Kohler, Destin Sombe, Casey Poss, Brady Townsend. The Wildcats shoot from the basket to our left, and here we go. Semifinal underway, the tip controlled by Stirrup. To Hamburger, tries to save it, can. It's off. The tip went off of Hamburger's hands and out of bounds, and it'll be St. Paul basketball, so no one gained possession on that first play, and it went out of bounds off of Bluehawk, and it'll be St. Paul basketball. St. Cecilia starts out in a man-to-man, and here we go with Tanner Kohler with the basketball. We'll see what Coach Rick Peters has in store for the Bluehawks here tonight, and there's a double dribble right off the bat there by Riley Peters, the 6 foot senior who gets the start tonight for the Wildcats. Riley Peters, a senior in that starting lineup. Now, he's a 6 footer, so he's out on the floor for St. Paul to start this game. And on the turnover, Bluehawk basketball. St. Paul will start out in his zone defense, kind of a 1-2-2 zone defense. They get behind Stirrup. There's Kissinger from the wing in the air and in the hole. Matt Kissinger, first shot of the game for the Bluehawks, goes down. It's a three for Kissinger, and St. Cecilia with a 3-0 lead. On the defensive end, Phil Hamburger knocks it out of bounds, and it'll be St. Paul basketball. Destin Sombe to throw it in underneath his own basket. Casey Poss out there, Isaac Stone, Riley Peters, and Tanner Kohler. So Brady Townsend, the 5'10 junior, did not get the start But tonight he's on that St. Paul bench. They usually go about seven or eight deep, and we'll see what happens here tonight. Now, Kissinger's shot was ruled a two, so it's 2-0 St. Cecilia at Kissinger with a two-point field goal. Basketball for the St. Paul Wildcats as they control it. Again, they're going to try to slow up tempo here a little bit the way it looks. Bounce pass to Stone. He's between the rings about 25 feet from the basket. They try to bring Zach Stirrup out, and it looks like the Wildcats are going to test the patience of the St. Cecilia defense, make them work in this man-to-man defense. Basketball, Stone hands it off to Tanner Kohler. Kohler on the right wing to Riley Peters. Riley, top of the key pass, is deflected by Stirrup. He goes to the floor, gets rid of the basketball, and gets the basketball to Hamburger. Hamburger will drive. Shot put up off the glass and rim and good. Off the glass there, Phil Hamburger with the field goal, and it's 4-0 St. Cecilia after the second turnover on the Wildcats. The steal there by Zach Stirrup, 4-0 Wildcats. 6:22 to go first quarter. The winner gets Central Catholic Thursday night at 7:30 for the sub-district championship. In the lane, bounce pass underneath the Stone. Shot blocked by Stirrup. Zach grabs the basketball to Hamburger. So the block there by Stirrup. And Hamburger into the front court on the wing to Kissinger. Cross-court pass to Hannon. Takes the shot from the wing. Going to be in the hole for two. Mike Hannon with the field goal. The Blue Hawks, 3 out of 3 from the field, and they lead it 6-0. Just over 2 minutes gone in period number one. 6-0 St. Cecilia. Front court, it's Casey Poss, the 5'10 senior. Now Casey will score 12.5 points a clip. Goes to the baseline, cut off there. Back in the corner, back out to Isaac Stone. Stone deep on the left wing with Stirrup on the defense. Heading for the hoop is Stone. He will drive, shoot, and score. And he's fouled by Stirrup. So a little speed there, a burst of speed by Isaac Stone. Got to the hoop and scored. Stirrup picks up the foul, and Isaac Stone to the line to try to complete the three-point play for the Wildcats. 7-13 on the year. Lost their last two. Won their last two. They beat it's St. Cecilia, and the free throw is missed, and the Blue Hawks grab the ball. The Wildcats have lost their last two. Front court shot by Kissinger, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Isaac Stone. So Blue Hawks come in on a two-game winning streak. The Wildcats, two-game losing streak, and there's a travel in the front court on Tanner Kohler. Third turnover on the Wildcats. St. Cecilia has not turned it over. Into the game, Alec Kostler, 5'7", sophomore for the Wildcats. Tanner Kohler goes out. Kostler averages 2 points, 2 rebounds a game. First off the bench tonight for St. Paul. 6-2 St. Cecilia with 5:13 to go in the first quarter of the second semifinal in the Class C1 Sub-District Boys Basketball Tournament here at Hastings High. Shot put up by Hamburger from the wing is going to be no good. Tipped around and grabbed. Going to be a rebounding foul called on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. Goes over the back of a Wildcat. Hannon picks up the foul, second team foul, and the Wildcats will throw it in. Clark Rathman, a 6'1 junior off the bench for St. Paul. So Rathman, a junior in, and Destin Sombi will go out. 6-2 St. Cecilia. 3 minutes gone, 5 minutes to go in period number one. High school basketball here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and at KLIQFM.com. Front court, it's Clark Rathman with the basketball. Hamburger on the defense there near the timeline. Rathman goes to his knees but gets rid of the basketball to pass. Casey Poss guarded by Cesar Tino, who's checked in for the Blue Hawks. Poss now fakes, puts up a 13-footer. Long, no good. Hannon with the rebound for St. Cecilia, and he's fouled in the backcourt by Casey Poss. Poss, the leading scorer next to Isaac Stone, picks up his first foul in the backcourt, and the Blue Hawks will inbound it and come the length of the floor, leading 6-2. Hannon and Hamburger on the floor. Cesar Tino off the bench. Kissinger's still in there, and Zach Stirrup. Hamburger in the corner pass to Tino. Now to Hannon. Pass deflected, and Rathman with the steal. First turnover on St. Cecilia. Front court are the Wildcats. They have the basketball. Alec Costa with it. On the wing, Rathman for three. It's going to be long, no good, and the rebound comes to Phil Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Hamburger, front court pass to Kissinger, streaks to the bucket. Underneath the Stirrup, he'll put it up off the glass. It is good, and Stirrup fouled from behind, and Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. Try to get this three-point play for St. Cecilia. 8-2 Blue Hawks. Clark Rathman picks up the foul, and Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. Ryan Sheehy off the bench for the Blue Hawks, the 6'4" senior, going out Matt Kissinger. Again, the Blue Hawks, 55.5% from the free throw line on the season. Zach Stirrup, a 50% free throw shooter. This one's up by Zach. It'll go down. gets the three-point play, and the Blue Hawks have their largest lead at 9-2 halfway through period number one. Casey Poss, front court for the Wildcats, the home team on the scoreboard hitter tonight. To Isaac Stone, he heads for the baseline. Tipped away from him, grabbed by Hamburger. Fourth turnover on St. Paul. Hamburger will drive, shoot, and score. Phil Hamburger got the steal, drives it the length of the floor. He has four, and it's 11-2, St. Cecilia. Front court, Stone for three is going to be no good, and Stirrup grabs the rebound off the rim. And Hannon with the basketball in the front court now for St. Cecilia. 11-2 in the corner. Cesartino for three, and it's good. Cesartino for three, and a quick timeout. Rick Peters of St. Paul. It's 14-2. Blue Hawks timeout on the floor. St. Cecilia, 14. St. Paul, 2. We're back in 30 seconds.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, and St. Cecilia off to a very quick start. 3:28 to go first quarter. Blue Hawks up over St. Paul here, 14-2. There's a lob inside for Stone. It's going to be deflected and stolen out of there by Tim Skoke, who's checked in. St. Cecilia forcing another turnover. That's five on St. Paul. Skoke with the basketball in the front court. On the wing to Mike Hannon, top of the key to Phil Hamburger. In the corner to Tino as Zach Stirrup's out of the ball game as Skoke comes in. Deep in the left corner, Hannon for three off the iron and no good. The rebound by Casey Poss. Long front court pass to Stone. Stone puts up the shot on the baseline off the backboard and rim, no good. Rebound by Phil Hamburger of St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks run from left to right. Front court Hamburger lobs it to Hannon. He's inside the lane. Hop step, takes a seven-footer off there, no good. They go to the floor. Sheehy tied up by Isaac Stone. And alternate possession on the jump ball. It will stay with St. Cecilia as Tanner Kohler, a starter, checks back in. First breather for Casey Poss of St. Paul. Again, the Wildcats have struggled all season long, 7-13. St. Cecilia at 16-6, 14-2, Blue Hawks. Tino top of the key to Skoke, right side to Hamburger. St. Paul now is still trying to play a 1-2-2 zone defense here. Tino in deep in the left corner for three. This one's no good. Good offensive rebound by Hannon. He gets rid of the ball, but travels first. Mike comes down with the ball, but then hit the floor and couldn't get rid of it before the traveling call. Chase Bassett, who started back in for Mike Hannon. Phil Hamburger gets his first breather, and Matt Kissinger in. So St. Cecilia has brought in Skoke, Tino, and Sheehy. They played eight so far. Everybody's had a breather. 2:20 to go. First quarter, 14-2, St. Cecilia. Tanner Kohler, front court. For the Blue Hawks to Clark Rathman, guarded by Tino. Clark gets a screen, still about 25 feet from the basket. Tipped away by Tino, but grabbed by Rathman of St. Paul. Clark Rathman, bounce pass now to Tanner Kohler. 17-footer in the air and good. Tanner Kohler with the field goal, and it's 14-4. Blue Hawks, front court mask, Kitzinger for St. Cecilia. Into the lane, dishes off to Bassett, to Sheehy, to Skoke. One dribble, right side to Kissinger, inside to Sheehy in the lane. Back out to Skoke, will take the three from there, going to be in the hole. Tim Skoke for three, 17-4. Blue Hawks by 13 with 1:35 to go first quarter. Front court is Tanner Kohler. Kohler gives up that dribble to Isaac Stone, top of the key, into the lane. Stone and a whistle, and a bump by a Blue Hawk, foul on St. Cecilia. Called on Tim Skoke, his first, team's third. Into the ball game, Jordan Consbrook, who's battled an injury all season long, the 6'3 senior, only his second game, but Jordan Consbrook checks in for the first time. Ryan Sheehy goes out, trying to work Consbrook back into the lineup here at tournament time. Isaac Stone's shot put up, going to be short, tipped around and grabbed by Alec Kostler. He'll take a 17-footer, no good, and controlling his basket and a whistle. Going to be a foul on St. Cecilia as it's going to be on Tim Skoke. Tim went for that rebound, commits a foul doing it. That's his second quick one. And into the game for the Wildcats, Brady Townsend, a 5'10 junior. First appearance for Townsend. And Tanner Kohler will throw it in for St. Paul on that fourth team foul by the Blue Hawks, non-shooting situation. 17-4, St. Cecilia, 108 to go in period number one. Riley Peters back in for the Wildcats of Tanner Kohler. St. Paul controlling the basketball. Alec Kostler with it. Bassett picks him up from the left wing to Riley Peters. Behind the free throw line, pass to Clark Rathman, the junior. Rathman to Peters. He will drive on Kondrick, spins, turns, takes a 13-footer and scores. Nice move there by Riley Peters. 17-6 with 35 seconds to go. Chase Bassett, front court for the Blue Hawks. Top of the key to Matt Kissinger. And it's kind of a 1-2-2 zone with St. Paul. Kissinger going to slow it up here. Kevin Asher says, let's just play for one shot now with 24 seconds to go. The first quarter, St. Cecilia with a 17-6 lead. Started out well shooting the basketball. Made their first three shots, did the Blue Hawks. Got out to the quick lead of 6-0. And will control the final 10 seconds. Bassett with the top of the key to Tino. Right side to Kissinger with 6. Matt with the basketball goes to his left with 4 seconds to go. Bounce pass to Bassett. It puts up a 13-footer. Going to be short. Konsberg there puts it up and scores. A short shot there by Bassett. Rebounded by Jordan Konsberg, and he got it up through the hole before the first period ends. It will count, and that's the end of period number one. Our score, St. Cecilia 19, St. Paul 6. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A quick 6-0 start for St. Cecilia. They have built that lead to 19-6 Blue Hawks after one quarter. 5 turnovers in that first quarter on the Wildcats, 2 on St. Cecilia. And 7 Blue Hawks have scored. Phil Hamburger leads the way with 4. And 3 players with 2 points apiece for St. Paul. So second quarter about to begin. Tanner Kohler throws it in to Brady Townsend as the Wildcats control. Casey Poss back in the game. Isaac Stone back in there as starter. And also on the floor, Destin Sombi as starter. So St. Paul controls. They're down here 19-6. Early moments of period number two. Into the lane, losing control of the ball, but picking up is Sombi. Now stolen by Hamburger. Turnover on St. Cecilia. Still Hamburger back in. Zach Stirrup, Chase Bassett, Matt Kissinger, and Cesar Tino for the Blue Hawks is this second quarter. Just underway. Hamburger deep on the left wing, inside to Stirrup. And a hand on the back there of Zach Stirrup. He's fouled in the play. Looks like Isaac Stone with the foul there. Only the third team foul on St. Paul. So the Blue Hawks will throw it in. Stone picks up his first. And Hamburger throws it into Stirrup to Kissinger. 18-footer by Matt in the air, in the hole. Kissinger hit the deck. The shot goes down for Kissinger. He has 4. 21-6. St. Cecilia with their biggest lead at 15. Kostler front court to Casey Poss. Poss gives up his dribble right at the free throw line. Back out to Sombi. Dustin drives, puts up the shot. Going to be short. Air ball, no good. Chase Bassett, rebound for the Blue Hawks to Hamburger. Hamburger drives it into the front court to Stirrup. Inside the lane, dishing in the corner to Cesar Tino. Now a foul going to be called on Destin Sombi as Tino got that basketball. Sombi picks up his first, team 4. Again, St. Cecilia will throw it in on the near sideline in front of the St. Paul bench. Again, this is the final basketball season of coaching for Rick Peters at St. Paul, and this could be the last game, Coach Peters. Coaches. Cesar Tino for 3 off the rim. No good. Battle for it on the baseline. Grabbed by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup cross-court pass to Hamburger. Drives inside the three-point arc. Shot put up. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Casey Poss of the Wildcats. Poss into the scoring zone for St. Paul. Down here 21-6. 6.5 minutes to go before halftime. Poss with the basketball. Drives to the baseline. Puts up the shot. Blocked from behind by Stirrup, but a whistle. Stirrup got some basketball, but he also got some of the body of Casey Poss, and that's number 2 on Zach Stirrup. This will be a two-shot situation for Casey Poss. 12.6 points per game for Poss on this season, but he has not scored in this game. Not until now. In and out, no good. Mike Hannon back in. Zach Stirp will have to sit down with two fouls and 3 points. And into the game, Austin Schulte, the 6'2 junior for St. Paul. Second free throw by Poss is no good, so he's still scoreless. Rebound Hannon now to Hamburger. 21-6. Blue Hawks, they lead. They have it in the front court. And never trailed out to the quick 6-0 lead. And they pulled away to 15 here. 6:10 to go. In the lane, Hannon turnaround. Shot is good. Mike Hannon in the lane. 13-footer. Second field goal for Hannon. He has 4. And it's 23-6, St. Cecilia. Front court, Casey Poss for the Wildcat. Poss gets a screen but has no shot. Now goes to his right to the baseline, stops and pops from 12, and it's good. There's the first points of the game for Casey Poss. Baseline, 12-footer, 23-8, St. Cecilia, 5:40 to go in this second quarter. Cesar Tino to the baseline, back out to Matt Kissinger on the left wing. St. Paul stays in that zone. Tino now to the top of the key to Kissinger. Left side to Cesar Tino to the baseline. Double team there. Stepped out of bounds. Cesar stepped out of bounds on the baseline. Third turnover in the Blue Hawks. It'll be St. Paul basketball. Hastings College women losing tonight in the first round of the GPAC tournament at Concordia 61-58. Hastings College men were down to Morningside by 8 at halftime. So the basketball seasons for Hastings College's teams may both be ending tonight. The women have lost. The men 8 down at halftime. Basketball pass in the front court and a travel on St. Paul. Turnover number 7. The high school sub-district final in Class D2, the Giltner Hornets move on. They defeated Spalding Academy 67-40. The Hastings High girls are playing tonight against Aurora up at Grand Island in the first round of the Class B5 girls district tournament. So Hastings High hope to get a score in that ball game. Pass the Hastings College final along to you. As the Blue Hawks have the ball, Kissinger out there with Hamburger, Hannon, Jordan Consbrook checking back in, and Ryan Sheehy also off the bench. Bob inside to Consbrook, back out to Hamburger for 3 in the air. It'll be no good. The rebound by Isaac Stone for St. Paul to Poss. Quickly into the front court to Sambi. Pass going to be stolen out there by Hannon to Kissinger. Kissinger drives, shoots, and scores. Matt Kissinger after the steal there in the 8th turnover in St. Paul. Kissinger with the basket. There's a shot for 3, and it's good by Destin Sambi. Destin Sambi has 3, and it's 25-11. St. Cecilia with the lead. 25-11. Sambi, his first field goal for 3. The Blue Hawks up by 14. Hamburger in the lane to Kissinger. Baseline to Consbrook. Tipped away from him. Jordan saves it to Kissinger. 15-footer in the air. Bounces down. Matt Kissinger, 6 this quarter, 8 in the game for Kissinger. 27-11, St. Cecilia by 16. Front court, Tanner Kohler for St. Paul. Tanner with the left-handed dribble, gives it up to Casey Poss. Between the rings, Mike Hannon on the defense there. St. Cecilia been in a man-to-man all evening long. There's an errant pass picked up by Hamburger. 9th turnover on St. Paul. Front court, Hamburger dishes the baseline to Hannon. Shot going to be short, but Hannon is whacked on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul going to be called on Austin Schulte, his first, into the free throw line to shoot 2. Mike Hannon. Hannon has 4 first free throws of the night. The first one is good. 28-11, all St. Cecilia so far tonight. Clark Rathman checks back in for St. Paul. And the Blue Hawks have. Second free throw is up and good by Hannon. Makes them both. He has 6. 29-11. As Simon Ostrander, the 5'9 junior, playing in his 8th game after an injury, checks in for the first time tonight for St. Cecilia. So Coach Kevin Asher getting a chance to play a lot of folks in this one. There's a pass on the sideline. Can't not be handled by Poss. Unforced error. Turnover number 10 on St. Paul. 29-18, St. Cecilia up by 18. Riley Peters back in for the Wildcats, and Alec Kossler also back in. Poss and Kohler go out. St. Cecilia with a comfortable 29-11 lead with 3:22 to go in the first half. Ostrander for St. Cecilia on the wing to Hamburger. Cross-court pass now to Hannon. Inside to Consbrook. Double team there. Jordan with the basketball. Now top of the key to Ostrander, left wing to Hamburger. in the lane to Hannon. Shot put up, going to be off the iron. No good. Konsberg tries to get the offensive rebound. Does. His shot blocked, though, by Isaac Stone. And Stone comes out of there with it and passes it to Kostler. Alec Kostler, front court for St. Paul. Stops and pops for three and scores. Alec Kostler for three. The Wildcats get a couple threes this quarter. It's 29-14. St. Cecilia's lead to 215. Ostrander to Hamburger. Cross-court pass to Hannon. Baseline to Konsberg. Back to Hannon. Mike Hannon with the basketball. To Hamburger. Phil, top of the key to Hannon. Right side to Ostrander. Inside to Sheehy. Back out to Hannon. Left alone from 15, and it's good. Mike Hannon with six this quarter. Eight in the game. 31-14. Blue Hawks, 2:25 to go in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead here in period number two, driving in the baseline. Shot put up is going to be no good by Alec Kostler, but he's fouled in the play, and Kostler will go to the line and shoot a pair for the St. Paul Wildcats. Foul called on Jordan Konsbrook. That's the first on Jordan. And to the free throw line, shooting a pair here is Alec Kostler. Alec, the 5'7 sophomore, 2 points, two rebounds a game, missed the first. Cesar Tino back in for the Blue Hawks, and Mike Hannon will go out. Good quarter for Hannon so far. Two field goals, two out of two from the line. Six this quarter, eight in the game, and Hannon will take a breather. Cesar Tino in. Alec Kostler will throw up the second free throw. Missed the first, made the second. He has four all this quarter, and it's 31-15, Blue Hawks. By 15. Alec Kostler making both of those free throws. A 31-16 shot by the Blue Hawks. No good. Sheehy grabs the offensive rebound, though. Inside to Hamburger. Top of the key to Tino. Caesar with it. 31-16. As Kostler did make both free throws. Ostrander to Hamburger. Cross court to Ostrander. Simon with it. Loops a pass in the corner to Hamburger. Works the baseline. Dishes back out to Konsbrook. Now to Ostrander to Hamburger. Deep in the left corner for three. Off, no good. Offensive rebound, Konsbrook. Konsbrook inside pass is too strong and thrown out of bounds. Turnover number four in St. Cecilia. 31-16 with 1:38 to go in this first half. All St. Cecilia, never trails. Jump out to a quick 6-0 lead and 11-2, 14-2 then in the first quarter. 19-6 after one. St. Cecilia leading now by 15. Riley Peters front court for the Wildcats. Konsbrook with the defense there. Deep in the corner to Isaac Stone. Works the baseline. Puts up a runner. Shot short. No good. Rebounded by Sheehy. Sheehy to Hamburger. The Blue Hawks want to run from left to right. Quickly front court Hamburger. He's fouled on the play by Destin Zombie. That's number two on Destin. And that'll be the sixth team foul on the Wildcats. So, again, not over the limit. With 1:13 to go. And the Blue Hawks will throw it in. Tim Skoke checks in. Ryan Sheehy goes out. Matt Kissinger back in. Simon Ostrander out for the Blue Hawks. So Hamburger's on the floor with Tino, Konsbrook, Skoke, and Kissinger. 1:13 to play, second quarter. St. Cecilia 31, St. Paul 16. Hamburger for the Blue Hawks to Tino. And St. Paul's been kind of a 1-2-2, 2-3 zone. They've kind of shaken it up a little bit, but they've been in a zone the first half. Kissinger travels before his shot, so Matt turns it over there on the travel before he could get his shot off. And with 55 seconds to play, St. Cecilia will go back on defense. A little pressure in the backcourt by the Blue Hawks as Riley Peters tries to throw it in, and he does. And St. Paul controlling the ball, and there's a steal by Hamburger and a score. Phil Hamburger with the steal and score. He has six. And the Wildcats turn it over for the sixth time. Driving turnaround shot by Peters is going to go down and good. Riley Peters with the field goal. He has four, and it's 31-18. St. Cecilia with the lead in the basketball. 23 seconds to go. It looks like the Blue Hawks will hold for the final shot. 33-18, St. Cecilia, they will hold here in this second quarter with 15 in the clock runs. Hamburger right side to Kissinger. Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia to Tino, top of the key with 10. Left wing to Hamburger with 8. Cross court to Tino with 7. Takes the 3 from there. No good. Long rebound. Hamburger with 3. Hamburger into the corner to Hannon. His shot, Skoke, and his shot is partially deflected by Isaac Stone. So the Blue Hawks can't score before the end of the first half, but St. Cecilia will walk off the floor with a 33-18 lead. Two quarters in the books here. All Saints of Sea in the first half. Here at halftime, Saints of Sea 33, St. Paul 18. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. We're at halftime of our Class C1 Subdistrict 6. Boys high school basketball game here tonight, and Saint Cecilia with the lead over St. Paul by the score of 33-18. The Blue Hawks have never trailed in the game. They hit their first three shots from the field, jumped out to a quick 6-0 lead, moved that lead up to 14-2 with 3:28 to go in the first quarter, and Saint Cecilia led 19-6 after one quarter, a lead of 13 points. As the Blue Hawks move the lead up to 25-8, 17-point lead in that second quarter. A couple of threes nailed by the Wildcats to kind of stay in the basketball game in that second quarter. It was 25-8, then 25-11, 29-11. St. Cecilia's lead, largest then, was 18 in that first half. Then another three by the Wildcats made it 29-14. And St. Cecilia leads here at halftime, 33-18. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks led in scoring by Matt Kissinger and Mike Hannon. They each have 8 points in the first half. Phil Hamburger has 6. 3 points for Zach Stirrup, 3 for Tim Skoke, 3 for Cesar Tino, and a 2-point field goal for Jordan Consbrook, a tip in at the buzzer to end the first quarter of play. So it's 8 for Kissinger, 8 for Hannon, 6 for Hamburger to lead the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 19 first quarter points, 14 in the second, 33 here at halftime for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, and 5 turnovers. For the St. Paul Wildcats, they're led in scoring by Alex Kostler. Alex coming off the bench tonight to score 5, all 5 in the second quarter. 4 for Riley Peters, 3 for Destin Sombe, 2 each for Isaac Stone, Tanner Kohler, and Casey Poss. And so Stone and Poss, the two leading scorers, each only have 2 points. For St. Paul, Stone averages 13.5, Poss 12.5. They each only have 2 here tonight for the Wildcats. 6 first quarter points, 12 in the second for the Wildcats. 18 here at halftime. And St. Paul, 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. And we have them up here with 11 first half turnovers. And St. Cecilia has led from the opening tap to halftime here, our halftime score. Hastings St. Cecilia 33, St. Paul 18. Back with more halftime for you in 2 minutes.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Rivals Bar & Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar & Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Halftime. Halftime, of course, as always here on The Breeze, sponsored by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, Allen's, West 2nd Street. In Hastings, our thanks to Allen's and all the good folks there for their sponsorship of this halftime report on this football season, basketball season here on our coverage here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and at KLIQFM.com. Also want to remind you, Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming April 9th. St. Cecilia 38, St. Paul, 33 for St. Cecilia, 18 for St. Paul, a 15-point Blue Hawk lead here at halftime. St. Cecilia led 19-6 after one and lead it here by 15 at halftime, 33-18. The winner of this one will get the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, the number one ranked team in Class C1, on Thursday night at 7:30, right back here at Hastings High School for the sub-district championship and the move on to a district championship game, which will be next week. So that sub-district championship is Thursday night. St. Cecilia wants to hang on here. They want to get another crack at Central Catholic. Central Catholic has defeated St. Cecilia twice this basketball season. A lot of folks looking ahead to that game and hope that it does come about, but St. Cecilia's got work to do in the second half. They lead here 33-18. Well, it looks like the basketball season's over for the Hastings College basketball teams. They have both lost in the first round of the conference postseason tournament. Hastings College women lost at Concordia 61-58 after leading by four at halftime. And the Hastings College men have been defeated by Morningside by the score of 90-73. So Morningside over Hastings College 90-73. So that's it for Hastings College Bronco basketball for 2010 and 2011. Of course, we will update you tomorrow morning on our broadcast plans for the rest of the week. Now that there's no Hastings College basketball on, we'll work things out. We'll have the Saints to see a game if they can hang on here, you know, on Thursday night, and follow our local and area teams the rest of the week. We'll have the Saints to see a girls in a district final on Friday night on KHS, and right here on The Breeze on Friday night we'll have a district final as the Sutton girls will be on this floor at Hastings High. Sutton taking on Friend. That basketball game can be heard right here on The Breeze on Friday night. And again, the rest of the week, local and area teams will give that updated schedule for you on tomorrow morning. Halftime, we'll take our final break here at halftime with the score. St. Cecilia 33, St. Paul 18. This has been the Halftime Report brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Back with the second half in 1 minute.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
St. Cecilia 33, St. Paul 18, as we'll begin the second half of this Class C1 Sub-District 6 semifinal game. St. Cecilia sends out Matt Kissinger, Chase Bassett, Zach Stirrup, Phil Hamburger, and Mike Hannon. Isaac Stone comes out, Casey Paugh, Riley Peters, Tanner Kohler, and Destin Sombe. St. Cecilia basketball, and it's a 2-3 zone for the Wildcats. They've been in and out of the zone defenses here in the first half. Stirrup with the basketball to Bassett, left side to Kissinger. Matt cross-court pass to Phil Hamburger. St. Cecilia in control of this basketball game. Inside to Stirrup, turn, shoot, shot, no good, rebound up and good. Phil Hamburger on the weak side gets the rebound and scores. 8 for Hamburger. 35-18, St. Cecilia by 17. They've led by as many as 18. Riley Peters, front court for the Wildcats, to Isaac Stone. Isaac guarded by Hamburger. Top of the key pass now to Tanner Kohler. Kohler with a couple of dribbles. Now goes to his left, gets a screen. Passes wide to the intended receiver there, Destin Sombe, who was underneath the basket, but Destin could not get to it. 12th turnover in the Wildcats. Pressure in the backcourt now by St. Paul as St. Cecilia will throw it in. And Grand Island Central Catholic beating Central City 47-31 in the first game here tonight. So the Crusaders will await the winner of this one. 7:30 Thursday night here at Hastings High. There's a pass intended for Chase Bassett, knocked out of bounds by Wildcats Isaac Stone, and St. Cecilia at the timeline will throw it in. Zach Stirrup to play it in for St. Cecilia does to Hamburger. 1 minute gone in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 35, St. Paul 18. Hamburger right side to Bassett. Loops a pass inside to Stirrup. Back out to Hamburger. To Kissinger. Matt now back to Hamburger. Hamburger back out to Hannon for three in the air. In the hole for two, they say. Officials say two. Mike Hannon with 10. And it's 37-18. Now the biggest lead of the night. Up to 19 for the Blue Hawks. Tanner Kohler to Riley Peters. Riley with it. Will stop and pop. Take the three. Bounces out of there. No good. Grabbed by Hamburger on the rebound. Phil Hamburger will run it into the offensive zone to our left here. Hamburger all the way into the lane. Back out to Hannon. Top of the key now to Kissinger. Works inside the free throw line. Pass underneath to Hamburger. He tips it to Hannon. Shot short. No good. Pass from Kissinger to Hamburger, who just tipped the ball right to Mike Hannon. Mike couldn't convert it. Shot off the rim, and then Hannon fouls on the rebounding attempt. Two on Hannon. And it's St. Paul throwing it in. They'll come the length of the floor in the non-shooting foul situation. 37-18, St. Cecilia. Front court, Tanner Kohler into the lane. Puts up a runner off the glass, and good. Nice play in the lane there. A nice running shot by Tanner Kohler, and he has four. 37-20, Blue Hawks by 17. Zach Stirrup, front court pass to Hannon, now to Kissinger. Back to Mike Hannon. Inside to Stirrup, double team there, into the lane to Kissinger. 13-footer by Matt is nothing but net. Kissinger with 10. 39-20, Blue Hawks by 19. Tanner Kohler, front court for St. Paul as the Wildcats shooting at the basket to our right. There's a pass kicked by Matt Kissinger. And on the kick, it'll be the Wildcats playing it in right in front of the St. Paul bench. Casey Pasta throw it in. Does to Destin Sombe. 5:28 to go, third quarter. There's a lob inside, going to be way too strong and picked off by Chase Bassett into the front court. Hamburger drive, shot will roll out of there, no good. Riley Peters with the rebound. So after the turnover, the Blue Hawks can't convert, and St. Paul into the scoring zone. Casey Pasta to the baseline. Cut off there to Riley Peters. Peters inside the lane, puts up a runner, going to be short, no good. Rebounding the shot is Stone, his shot blocked by Stirrup. Getting the rebound, Peters, his shot deflected, looked like by Hamburger. Hannon in the backcourt, double team for St. Cecilia. So a couple of blocks there by the Blue Hawks. 4:50 to go, Hamburger front court to Stirrup, works the baseline and a whistle. Zach Stirrup bumped by Tanner Kohler, the 6'10 Stirrup bumped into by the 5'7 Kohler. And the blocking foul on Tanner Kohler. So Zach Stirrup to the line there. Now to shoot two. First one up by Stirrup is good. 4 points for Zach. 40-20. Blue Hawks by 20 into the game. Alec Kostler, the 5'7 sophomore. For St. Cecilia, Zach Stirrup to throw up the second free throw. It's 40-20, Blue Hawks. 4:47 to go in the third. Second one, no good. Oss tries to grab the rebound. Lost it, though, to Stirrup. He will drive. Left-handed shot up. No good. Tip try by Stirrup is no good. Grabbed on the baseline now by Alec Kostler of St. Paul. Walks with a couple of chances there. Won't fall. Front court. Kostler. Pass picked off by Stirrup. Another turnover. Outlet pass to Kissinger. Kissinger to Bassett. His pass deflected, but it goes to Phil Hamburger of St. Cecilia. To Stirrup. To Matt Kissinger. In the right corner for the Blue Hawks. Bob inside to Stirrup. Double team. Corner pass to Hannon. Hannon saves it on the baseline. Into the lane. Off Bassett's hands. Turnover on the Blue Hawks. Number 6 on St. Cecilia. Front court with the basketball. Alec Kostler for the Wildcats of St. Paul. To Casey Paz. Bassett on the defense there. Inside to Isaac Stone. Hamburger on defense there. Stone turns and shoots from 13. It'll be no good off the backboard. Hannon with the rebound for the Blue Hawks to Hamburger. Phil Hamburger front court with 3:48 to go. Period number 3. Top of the key now. It's Matt Kissinger. Right side to Hamburger. To Kissinger. To Hannon at the free throw line. Right side to Hamburger. Bob inside to Stirrup. Right back out to Hamburger. To Hannon inside to Kissinger. Bounce pass to Stirrup. He dunks the basketball. Nice pass. Kissinger. The slam there by Stirrup. And he has 6. 42-20. Can kind of put a little exclamation point on this. Tanner Kohler to Riley Peters, and the Wildcats, they're just outmanned and outgunned here tonight. They give no indication they can make a run here to get back in this game, and St. Cecilia has been in control. 3:04 to go. Shot put up by Kostler off the backboard and rim no good. They tip it around on the baseline. Grabbing his Matt Kissinger, tries to grab it, lost the basketball to Kostler. Alex with the ball now to Kohler. To Casey Paz, right side to Riley Peters. While the Wildcats, as they control, Peters in the lane, spins, puts up a 7-footer, going to be short, altered there by Stirrup, grabbed by Hamburger, front court to Kissinger. He will drive, shoot, and miss. They knock it around on the baseline, and it's off of Blue Hawk and out of bounds, and it'll be St. Paul basketball. Cesar Tino, Tim Skok in for St. Cecilia. Zach Stirrup will sit down. Mike Cannon will sit down. Destin Sombe will check in for the Wildcats. And Clark Rathman will check in for St. Paul. Casey Paz will get a breather. 42-20, St. Cecilia with a commanding lead here. 2:38 to go, period number 3. High school basketball here tonight on the breeze. It's KLIQ-FM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, and at KLIQFM.com. Clark Rathman will get a screen and take the 3. No good for St. Paul. Rebound by Stone. His shot will roll out of there. No good. Grabbed by Rathman on the offensive board. Tipped away, stolen by Skok. Skok with the steal, and he's fouled in the front court. So Tim Skok got the steal there and headed for the front court, and he was fouled on the play. Tanner Kohler picks up his second, and only the second team foul on the Wildcats this half. 2:15 to go, third quarter. St. Cecilia with the big lead here at 42-20. Tino now to Bassett. Chase to Hamburger. Top of the key for 3. No good. Long rebound comes to Bassett. Chase with the offensive rebound in the corner to Skok. Tim with it to Bassett. Left wing to Tino. From mid corner, Tino for 3. No good. Offensive rebound, Skok. Back out to Bassett. To Chase with the basketball. To Hamburger. To Skok. To Hamburger. Right wing. Top of the key to Bassett. Left side to Tino. Caesar with it. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Now to Bassett. Working against the St. Paul zone to Hamburger. Cross courts to Tino. Looking inside for Jordan Consbrook, who's checked in. Tino drives and a whistle. Blocking foul on the Wildcats as Cesar Tino heads for the hoop. Alec Kostler picks up his first. Austin Schulte, 6'2 junior in for St. Paul. Tanner Kohler goes out. Hamburger to play it in after that third team foul on the Wildcats to Jordan Consbrook. To Bassett. To Tino. To Hamburger. 42-20 Blue Hawks. 1:23 to go in the third. Hamburger drives, hop step. And a foul going to be called on the Wildcats. Phil Hamburger will go to the line and shoot 2 for St. Cecilia. Austin Schulte picks up the foul. Phil Hamburger to the line and shoot a pair for St. Cecilia. Phil has scored 8 first free throw attempts. St. Cecilia 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in this game. Hamburger's free throw is good. 9 for Hamburger. 43-20. And St. Cecilia's Hamburger will throw up free throw number 2. This one's up. Going to be short. No good. Rebound by Skok. the offensive board for St. Cecilia. Back out to Cesar Tino. Off Skoke's hand, but it goes to Hamburger on the pass. Phil with the basketball. Chase Bassett, bounce pass to Hamburger. Inside to Consbrook. Back out to Bassett. Inside to Skoke. Top of the key to Bassett. Left wing to Hamburger. 1 minute to go in the third. There's a pass behind Cesar Tino and out of bounds. Locks seventh turnover. Basketball to the Wildcats with exactly 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 43-20, St. Cecilia. In the backcourt, Destin Somby, the 5'10 senior. St. Paul stolen away by Cesar Tino. Quick hands on the steal by Tino. And a foul called as Tino hits the deck, and he's fouled. By Destin Somby, that's his third. 43-20. Matt Kissinger will report back in for St. Cecilia. Ryan Sheehy will make his first appearance of the second half. And Brady Townsend will come in for St. Paul. 51 seconds to go. Tino will play it in. Skokes on the floor. Kissinger's on the floor. Sheehy and Consbrook for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger gets the inbounds pass to Tino on the left wing behind the three-point arc. He lost control of the ball and got his pocket picked by Alec Kostler. Turnover on the Blue Hawks, number 8. Kostler, front court. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. 43-20. St. Cecilia in control. There's a foul away from the basketball, as we like to say. St. Cecilia picks up the foul. Jordan Consbrook picks up his second. Only two on St. Cecilia this half. So 31 seconds to go in period number 3. Alec Kostler to play it in. Bounce pass on the baseline. Shot put up by Stone is going to be partially deflected by the Blue Hawks. Battling in the corner, Skoke, and he travels, says the official. Tim Skoke with the travel. Ninth turnover on St. Cecilia. He was double-teamed, and Tim had to move the feet. Basketball to the Wildcats. Far sideline. Clark Rathman to play it in. Does to Alec Kostler. St. Paul fell behind early, and they have struggled to get back in the basketball game, to say the least. And there's an offensive foul called on Brady Townsend. Trying to set a screen, Townsend commits the offensive foul. So St. Paul turns it over for the 17th time on that offensive foul. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Blue Hawks can play for the last shot of period number 3 with a 23-point lead. Skoke right wing with 7 seconds to go to Tino. Left side to Kissinger with 5. So Tino deep on the right corner will go to the baselines. Fake puts up a 16-footer, going to be out of there, no good. Didn't get to the hoop, it was partially deflected. That's the end of period number 3. After 3, St. Cecilia 43, St. Paul 20. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I will give you a corrected score. Final score in the Hastings College men's game. Morningside did win it. The final score was Morningside 99. Hastings College men 86, so the basketball seasons are indeed over. 99-86 was the final. Fourth quarter underway, and St. Paul will turn it over to start this quarter. And St. Cecilia with Hamburger controlling. Also on the floor is Mike Hannon, Matt Kissinger, Zach Stirrup, and Ryan Sheehy. Just underway fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 43, St. Paul 20. Sheehy inside the stirrup, tipped away and grabbed by Austin Schulte, so the Blue Hawks turn it over for the 10th time. In the ball game is Casey Poss, Austin Schulte, Alec Kostler, Isaac Stone, and Brady Townsend for the Wildcats. The basketball is Schulte. Shot put up is going to be short, tipped away, grabbed though by the Wildcats. Stone shot there was no good. Again, Zach Stirrup kind of altering that shot, the big 6'10 Stirrup. The presence inside there. St. Paul controls the ball. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Back out to Alec Costa. The Blue Hawks have played good defense. They've been in a man-to-man all evening long. And this time of year, of course, you have to be playing. Of course, St. Cecilia's three state championship runs. Tremendous defensive team. Hitting the deck and foul is Isaac Stern. Isaac still working it hard inside. Has only 2 points tonight. Casey Poss with only two. Stone averages 13 a game. Poss 12. They each only have two tonight. The St. Cecilia defense. And Stone just can't free himself up and get a good look with the defensive stirrup. Stone giving away 7 inches. Isaac makes the first free throw here. St. Cecilia outscored the Wildcats 10-2 in the third quarter. St. Cecilia pulled away in that third, gave up only 2 points. Second free throw, no good. Stirrup with the rebound. 43-21. Well, St. Cecilia, barring a major collapse here in the final 6.5 minutes, going to go to 17-6, and it's going to be the Blue Hawks and the Crusaders of Central Catholic Thursday night at 7:30 for this sub-district championship and their third meeting of the season. Again, St. Cecilia has to win Thursday and then a district championship. Stirrup tries a slam here, but this one's no good as he was defended on that play. So the slam missed there, and St. Paul controls the ball. Front court, it's Alec Kostler. Kostler to Casey Poss. 6:08 to play in the game. Poss behind a screen for three, no good. Rebound by Stirrup. Zach's got to be close, if not into double digits on the rebounds tonight. Has three or four block shots also. Kissinger front court to Hannon. Now to Stirrup. Works the baseline. Lost control of the ball, but gives the ball up to Sheehy. To Hamburger. To Hannon. Inside to Kissinger. He will shoot with the left hand. No good, but Matt's fouled in the play. So Kissinger using that left hand. Shot was missed, but he's fouled in the play, and he'll go to the line to shoot too. Kissinger has 10. Hannon has 10. Hamburger has 9 through the first three quarters for St. Cecilia. Kissinger to shoot 2. Foul called there on Isaac Stone, his second. Kissinger's first free throw, no good. Cesar Tino back in for St. Cecilia. Devin Salko, a 6'2 senior. First appearance for Devin on the evening for the Wildcats. Again, this is like it's going to be the last basketball game. Coaching for Rick Peters. Now he's going to step down. 31 years of coaching, 23 at St. Paul for Coach Peters. Had some great teams and a tremendous job. Shot in the lane is going to be no good by Alec Costa. Blue Hawks rebound. Hannon with it. Front court pass to Kissinger. At Kissinger for St. Cecilia. 44-21, Blue Hawks. Pass in the corner is going to be too strong for Cesar Tino. And the Blue Hawks turn it over for the 11th time. 17 on St. Paul. Into the game, Chase Bassett for Matt Kissinger. For St. Cecilia, 5:26 to go in period number 4, 44-21. Tanner Kohler, 5'7 junior, to come in for the Wildcats. Going out is Brady Townsend. 5:26 to play. And both Hastings College basketball teams lose tonight. Giltner boys with a big win tonight, and they're Class D2 sub-district 4 tonight. Shot put up is going to be good. Field goal by Tanner Kohler. He has 6 for the Wildcats, 43-23. Has the tournament trail underway for classes C and D, and later this week for district for the A and B guys. Kohler drives, shoots and scores after the St. Cecilia turnover, and there's Isaac Stern with a technical foul. Isaac grabs the rim. The Blue Hawks turned it over, and driving and shooting was Tanner Kohler. His shot was missed. And Isaac Stern grabbed the rim, trying to get an offensive rebound, and a technical foul on Stone. Cannot grab the rim, and a technical on Isaac Stern. That is Isaac's third personal on the eighth team on the technical foul there. Cesar Tino is going to go to the line for St. Cecilia here to throw up the technical. 44-23 is the score. Shot put up by Tino is no good on the technical, the two-shot technical. Blue Hawks. Second free throw on the technical, no good. So Caesar misses them both on the technical. And it's still 44-23, says the official. Timeout on the floor. So we're going to take one with 4:57 to go in the ballgame. It's St. Cecilia 44, St. Paul 23. We're back in 30 seconds.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. The scoreboard says it's 44-23, so Cesar Tino missing the technical two-shot technical there on the free throws. Matt Kissinger has 11 to lead the Blue Hawks here tonight. 4:57 to go in the ballgame, unless they've changed a previous two-pointer to a three that we're not aware of. In this game, it's 44-23, St. Cecilia. Stir front court as the Blue Hawks control after the technical. Simon Ostrander into the game for St. Cecilia. The two-shot technical is missed, but the Blue Hawks get the basketball after the technical. Isaac Stone grabbing the rim on a St. Paul, the previous St. Paul possession. 4:47 to go. Ostrander inbounds to Hamburger. The Blue Hawks try to work on some things and see what they can do in this final 4:47 to continue their preparations now for the begin their preparations for the sub-district championship on Thursday night. Tino now to Hamburger. Corner to Ostrander for three. It's going to be off the iron, no good. Grabbing it underneath his hand and a shot short, no good on the offensive board. Another rebound by Hannon. He hits the deck and hits it pretty hard, and Hannon fouled in the play, and Mike Hannon will go to the line to shoot for St. Cecilia. Mike has 10 on the night. Tanner Kohler picks up his third. Into the game, Riley Peters. And same last name as the coach, but I'm not know for sure if that's Coach Peters' son. He's a senior. Free throw up and good by Hannon. He has 11. 45-23, St. Cecilia. Hannon's second free throw is good. That's 12 for Mike Hannon. 46-23, St. Cecilia with the lead. And the Blue Hawks will get victory number 17, but again, they have to win Thursday and win a district championship next Monday to qualify for the state tournament. No wild cards in the cards for St. Cecilia. There's a three ball by Casey Poss. He has five. First three-pointer of the game for Poss, 46-26. Grand Island Central Catholic on Thursday should be in regardless of what happens Thursday on wild card points, as they are number one in the wild card points and number one in the ratings in Class C1 at 24-0. St. Cecilia's got to win. Hamburger drives, shoots and scores. Phil Hamburger with the drive and score. He has 11. Balanced scoring tonight for St. Cecilia. 12 for Hannon, 11 for Hamburger, 11 for Kissinger. 3:38 to go. We'll play this one out, and the Blue Hawks will advance to the championship on Thursday night against the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Pass inside to Isaac Stone. Stone on the baseline. Loops the pass back out. Tanner Kohler, top of the key to Poss. Takes the three from there. Going to be off the iron, no good. Stirrup with another rebound. Outlet pass is going to be picked up by Poss on the turnover on the Blue Hawks. Misses the shot as Poss. Rebound Kohler. Seven-footer, no good. Rebounded by Hannon for St. Cecilia, and Mike Hannon is fouled in the backcourt by the Wildcats. Jordan Consbrook going to check in for St. Cecilia and Tim Skoke. Fourth foul on Isaac Stones. St. Cecilia has held the top two scores of St. Paul. Five for Poss, three for Stone. And to the free throw line is going to be Mike Hannon for the Blue Hawks. Mike has 12, has 13, makes the first. And St. Paul over the 10-foul limit, so St. Cecilia will shoot two here, 49-26. Jordan Consbrook and does check in. Second free throw good. Now in for Hannon is Tim Skoke as Mike makes both free throws. He has 14, 50-26. St. Cecilia by 24 points. 3:08 to go as Tanner Kohler controls for St. Paul. The Wildcats fall behind early, 6-0 St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks not allowed the Wildcats to come close to getting back in the ballgame here tonight. They've
and slowly pulled away. It's up to 24. Saints came in here and did what they wanted to do, get off to a good start and not let the Wildcats be in this game late. Tino for three, in and out, no good. Trying to grab it on the baselines, Jordan Consbrook. Jordan can't quite control it, goes out of bounds. Kevin Ryan, the 5'8 junior, in for St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger goes out. That's probably it for Hamburger. He has 11 tonight. Phil Hamburger will sit. 11 for Hamburger on the evening. He's probably finished with 2:40 to go. Kevin Ryan in the game the first time, the 5'8 junior for St. Cecilia. 2:33 to play, 50-26, Blue Hawks. St. Paul with the basketball in the offensive zone. It's Clark Rathman. The Wildcats try to get to 30 points here. Basketball, Riley Peters. Peters for St. Paul is deflected away by Tino, but he can't grab it. It goes to Rathman. The baseline, Clark Rathman shot put up on the run, no good. Grabbed there by Skok. Tim Skok in the backcourt gives it up to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander, front court now to Ryan from the left wing. Top of the key to Simon Ostrander, right side to Tino. Caesar with it to Ostrander, back to Tino. Inside the lane, pass deflected, but it goes to Consbrook. Shot short, tipped around, grabbed out of there by Devin Salko, the 6'2" senior for St. Paul. 1:42 to play, 50-26 St. Cecilia. This basketball game going to be played the way it looks in about an hour and 10 minutes. We've not had and not needed too many timeouts this evening. St. Cecilia has been in control from the opening tip pretty much. There's a pass deflected by Consbrook. They tip it around. Goes into the backcourt. It'll go near the sideline. Picked up there by St. Paul's Riley Peters. Loops a pass in the front court to Clark Rathman with 1:15 to play. To Peters. Shot put up for three, and it's good. 3-point field goal there for St. Paul, and it's 50-29 to be very truthful. We'll keep it here during this timeout. Number 40's not on the St. Paul roster, but he sure made a 3-point field goal there. And it's 50-29 St. Cecilia, so the Blue Hawks are going to win their way into the sub-district championship on Thursday night against Grand Island Central Catholic. Good contingent of St. Cecilia fans here tonight. Good contingent of Grand Island Central Catholic fans on Thursday night, and I'm sure this place is going to be quite full on Thursday night as St. Cecilia and Central Catholic will vie for the sub-district championship 7:30 here at Hastings High School. St. Cecilia has Joel Groffel, the 6-foot sophomore in the game, for the final minute of this one as they have the basketball. Shot put up by Ostrander for three, and it's good. Simon Ostrander makes the 3-point field goal. And it's 52-29, Blue Hawks. Front court, Riley Peters to Clark Rathman for three on the wing. No good, long rebound comes to Skok. Two on none for St. Cecilia, driving all the way. Skok, he will score. Tim Skok with the rebound, goes the length of the floor. He has five. And it's 54-29, Blue Hawks by 25. 25 seconds to play in the ball game. And St. Cecilia leading from start to finish. Made their first three shots from the floor, led it 6-0. There's a shot going to be put up short, no good by Sean Wysocki, the 6-foot senior, who's checked in for the Wildcats. Missed the shot. It was tapped out of bounds by St. Cecilia, so the Wildcats will have 17 seconds to try to get over that 30-point mark here tonight. It's a long pass in for the Wildcats. They have the basketball in the corner now. Riley Peters works the baseline. Shot put up underneath, no good this time by Devin Salko. Blue Hawks rebound, controlled by Groffel in the backcourt, and this ball game is going to be over. Kevin Ryan has it, and that's the ball game. St. Cecilia leads it from start to finish and dominated the St. Paul Wildcats here tonight. And St. Cecilia wins their 17th game of the year, and the Blue Hawks advance to the championship of the sub-district this Thursday night against Grand Island Central Catholic. The final score here tonight, St. Cecilia 54, St. Paul 29. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes. Thank you all for coming out.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight symptom-free with help from Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet Cadillac GMC, reminds us that blue is coming April 9th. St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. This is the Class C1 Subdistrict 6 Boys Basketball Tournament. It's a four-team tournament. Semifinals tonight, had no games last night. The championship's Thursday. Blue Hawks tonight of St. Cecilia over the Wildcats of St. Paul, 54-29. All St. Cecilia, they jump out, hit the first three shots from the floor, led 6-0, had a 14-2 lead after a midway through period number one. Blue Hawks led 19-6 after one, increased that up to 29-11 in the second quarter. St. Cecilia led 33-18 at halftime, outscored the Wildcats 10-2 in the third quarter, 43-20 St. Cecilia after three. You kind of get the drift here. And St. Cecilia pulled away and won it by 25 by the score of 54-29. So a real good defensive effort in that man-to-man by the Blue Hawks against an out-manned St. Paul team, to be very honest with you tonight. And balanced scoring offensively for the Blue Hawks. Mike Hannon led the way with 14. Phil Hamburger had 11. Matt Kissinger had 11. Zach Stirrup with 6, but Stirrup with a double digits in rebounds, we're almost sure to say here, and blocks tonight also for Stirrup, a big force inside. He had 6 points. 5 for Tim Skoke, 3 apiece for Cesar Tino and Simon Ostrander, and 2 for Jordan Consbrook. Chase Bassett, who started, didn't score. Ryan Sheehy off the bench, didn't score. Kevin Ryan also played but didn't score. Joel Groffel also playing but did not score. And the Blue Hawks got a lot of players, a lot of action here tonight. St. Cecilia in that fourth quarter play, 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia ended up 10 of 15 from the free throw line. That's a good sign. The Blue Hawks shooting above their season average on free throws, 10 out of 15 here tonight. They have 33 first-half points, 22 in the second, and if we can add that up, it's 54 points. 33 and 22 is not 54, but... St. Cecilia with the 21 second-half points. 33 in the first half, 21 in the second, 54 on the night for the Blue Hawks. Nobody in double figures for the Wildcats. In fact, St. Cecilia's defense holding top two scores for St. Paul in single digits, a 13-point score on the season. Isaac Stone, the 6'3 player, had only 3, and Casey Paz, who averages 12, had only 5. For St. Paul, 6 for Tanner Kohler as he led the way, 5 for Casey Poss, 5 for Alex Kostler, 4 for Riley Peters, 3 each for Destin Sombe, Isaac Stone in the basketball game here tonight. St. Paul with 18 first-half points, only 11 in the second, 29 in the game, and St. Cecilia controls from start to finish, took the Wildcats out of their game real early and took the Wildcats out of this game probably upstairs mentally, too, as St. Paul fell behind, and their season comes to an end with St. Cecilia winning it by the score of 54-29.
to 29. So the Blue Hawks are 16-5 on the season. 17-5 on the season. St. Cecilia with 17 wins and 6 losses on the season. We'll get it straight in a minute here. 17-6, the Blue Hawks, and they'll be in the championship on Thursday night against 24-0. Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders, in the first game here tonight beat Central City by the score of 47-31. So it'll be St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic in the championship at 7:30 on Thursday night. And this basketball game will be Thursday night at 7:30 right back here at Hastings High School. And Kevin Asher is here, basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Coach, thanks for coming up. Talk a little bit about this one tonight, 54-29. I think if the degree a lot of things go right tonight, Coach, maybe the most important thing, you shoot the ball well out of the gate, hit your first three, get up 6-0, and all intents and purposes, you get St. Paul out of their game and give them really not much possibility of getting back into it. You put the clamps down pretty early in this one, Coach.
Well, I thought we did a great job early defensively.
Yeah.
The kids just didn't allow them any lane penetration or anything like that. And they were, running really a wide offense, and we talked a lot about it, not letting them get to the paint and so forth. But, then offensively we were shooting the ball well, and we're not a great shooting team. So, that a little deceiving, but that's good that the kids have confidence. They looked relaxed, and that's what we got to be on offense. I mean, you got to be able to knock down shots against the zone, and fortunately we were shooting the ball well the first half.
Yeah, I'm sure you were happy, Coach, in the fact that you did come out strong tonight. The last game of the regular season last Friday was a kind of sluggish over there at Centura, but you come out of the gate with a lot of energy tonight, and as we said, kind of put the clamps down and got out to the early lead and just pulled away throughout the game, but a good start. I'm sure you were happy with that.
Definitely, and you have to have that. You want to get off to a good start. Maybe a team like St. Paul that hasn't had what they wanted for a regular season, and once you get them down, sometimes it takes a little bit of the wind out of their sails. And hopefully, we talked about that, getting off to a good start. And anytime you can get off to a good start, it gives your team a little bit of a rhythm. We were in a rhythm the first half, and then third quarter we really didn't value the basketball very much. And I thought we were trying to hit a home run with every pass. One of those where just move the ball and get the ball to the open man instead of okay, I want to get an assist on every pass. And I think the kids were trying to do what we said, but just out of position and out of sync.
Yeah, a little bit out of sync. But I guess that's understandable, I guess, mm-hmm. Coach. You get a lead against a team, you kind of got them down, and maybe you just lose your mental train of thought maybe once in a while. But from here on in, I guess you really can't let that happen too often, can you?
No, you can't. And you don't want to have a lapse in the game. And I thought it was important that we finish the game with some momentum. So that's why we called a timeout with about 4 minutes to go and just try to have some good possessions there so that we can, finish the basketball game the way it was supposed to be played. And hopefully, we did carry a little momentum into the next game. And I think both teams, we watched Central Catholic, and, they looked a little sluggish at times, too.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
Sometimes you just you do that. First round of sub-districts, but if there's any sluggishness Thursday night, it'll be over for somebody, especially us, because we don't have the wild card.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Coach. Balanced scoring, three guys in double figures, Coach, a good defensive effort. Boy, you just really did a lot of good things tonight. Played good defense and get the balance going offensively and valued the ball pretty well most of the night, and good rebounding and a good force inside with Zach Stirrup and a lot of contributions from a lot of people, so there really was a lot of good things that came out of this game, Coach.
Yeah, I thought Mike Cannon and Tim Skoke really hit the boards hard. We talked a lot about that in the zone. We talk a lot about the missed shot as hopefully a pass to you, and I thought they did a good job of that. Caesar didn't shoot the ball as well as he usually does, but Tim Skoke and Mike Cannon hit the boards hard. Phil Hamburger hit the boards hard. And anytime you can keep the ball alive, use your athleticism and strength, I think that gave us some extra chances. Zach had seven rebounds, and our guards with Mike Cannon 7 and Tim Skoke 5, Phil Hamburger 5. That's pretty good production out of them.
Yeah, gosh, you have Zach with 7 of them, and he had some few block shots in there too. 10 out of 15 from the free throw line too, Coach. That's good, and you get into the situations everybody's in now. That can become very important in basketball games now, and pretty good job from the line here tonight.
Yeah, I thought, outside of missing the two technicals, that's something you'd want to see him knock them down, but hopefully everybody will have a little better night at that aspect on Thursday night. And you know, I want to say Matt Kissinger really shot the ball well
early in the game for us.
Because you know, he gets all the points that, you know, you just don't show up in the scorebook, and then all of a sudden you got a kid that's got 8 to 10 points every night, and he really ran the floor hard and got out in transition and got a couple easies there too.
Well, we won't go into much detail here tonight. We'll have a chance to talk before the game on Thursday's coach, but it's set up for Thursday night against Central Catholic, so you'll have another day to get ready for that, as they'll be getting ready for you, and hopefully it'll be a good practice tomorrow. But it should be, hopefully it's a fun night out here Thursday night. But this is what your kids want to be. This is where they have to be and where they want to be, so they should be ready to roll.
Yeah, you know, you get to the sub-district final, you're going to have a lot of good matchups, and obviously this one's got a little extra meaning to it. You know, we don't go anywhere if we don't play well. Central Catholic is the number one team in the state with an undefeated record, and everybody knows they're in the state tournament as the number one seed. So we've got to play well. They're just an excellent basketball team, and they do a lot of the things right. So we'll have to be sharp, but our kids are excited for the challenge. You know, that builds character in kids, and nowadays you really want to see kids perform well in situations like that, and I think our kids will.
Yeah, it'll be a very, very good ball game, we hope, on Thursday night. Coach, one last thing we didn't talk about on the pregame, because, frankly, I didn't ask you about it, but I guess this was Coach Peters. He's announced his retirement here from St. Paul, so this was his last game as a coach, 31 years coaching, I think 23 here, St. Paul, but what a career, and what a coach, right? I mean, you're sure you got some nice things to say about
him. Yeah, he is a great guy. I got to know him a lot here in the last 7 years through the Lou Platt Conference, and then, you know, competing here in this area. And Rick Peters has done great things for the game of basketball. I thought I'd asked him before the game. He's been at 31 years, 24 at St. Paul. And anytime you dedicate your life to the sport like he has, he's touched a lot of lives, and he touched ours. I told him after the game, we're really going to miss him, because when you watched his teams play, they always had a plan and they were well prepared. And like he said, you know, 31 years, he's tired. You know, he said it takes a lot of energy to go through that many seasons, and I applaud him for that, and all the things he's done for St. Paul and all the things he's done just for high school basketball. You know, he had a great run there of great teams, and he's always put a good team on the floor. You know, we were scared to death coming in tonight.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is when you play him, and he's exciting, and we'll really miss him around this area, but I'm sure he'll be out and about. He said he's still going to keep his AD job, so he'll be really working there.
Yeah, Coach, and when you beat a Rick Peters coach team, you have to feel good about it, because, you know, you've done something, haven't you?
Yeah, you have, and, you know, like I said, we walk away from the gym tonight and kind of mixed feelings. I told him after the game that, you know, basketball is going to miss him, and people are going to miss him just competing against him, because you're right. You beat him, and you really can go home and feel pretty good about it.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go, because the newspaper guys, Vince and the Grand Honor, want to talk to you. We'll see you Thursday, Coach.
All
Thank
right.
you. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Blaine.
You bet. Kevin Asher, basketball coach of the Saints. To see you. Blue Hawks, as they win it tonight by the score of 54-29, and we really appreciate Coach Asher coming up and talking about this one tonight. And so St. Cecilia has won its way tonight, leading at all the stops and jumping out to the 6-0 lead. They beat St. Paul 54-29 tonight. St. Cecilia led by Mike Cannon with 14, Phil Hamburger with 11, and Matt Kissinger with 11 in the basketball game. A great defensive effort on the boards also. For the Blue Hawks and St. Paul, we had them with 17, 18 turnovers. St. Cecilia with a 13 on the night. But St. Cecilia plays well in most of this basketball game and for most of the basketball game, and they win it 54-29. So St. Cecilia 17-6, and they will be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic at 24-0 this Thursday night. It's a 7:30 game here at Hastings High for the Class C1 Sub-District 6 Basketball Championship. Other basketball finals tonight, the basketball season's over for the Hastings College women and men. They lost in the first round of the conference tournament tonight. The women lost at Concordia 61-58. Hastings College men lost at Morningside 99-86. Of course, one of the members of the Morningside basketball team is former St. Cecilia All-Stater Jake Hamburger. Phil Hamburger's brother Jake is on the Morningside basketball team, and Morningside defeats Hastings College men tonight 99-86. Hastings College basketball season for the women and the men is over this evening. So we will have the St. Cecilia game with Grand Island Central Catholic this Thursday night, and it looks like it's going to be on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. We may very well have an area team right here on the Breeze on Thursday. We'll give you all those finalized broadcast plans for our Thursday tomorrow morning when they are finalized at the Platte River Radio. We do know that Friday night we'll have on 1230 KHS the St. Cecilia girls taking on Friend in their district championship basketball game. That game's over in York. That'll be on KHS Friday night at 6:45. And right here from Hastings High on Friday night on the Breeze, right here on the Breeze, it'll be the Sutton girls taking on Friend, and that'll be at 6:45 also. St. Cecilia girls will be playing Columbus SCOTUS on Friday. St. Cecilia and SCOTUS and Sutton and Friend district girls championship basketball games and the trips to the state tournament on the line on Friday night. Well, that will do it here tonight from Hastings High School and right here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island, and KLIQ-FM.com. Again, the final score in this Class C1 Subdistrict 6 semifinal, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks 54, St. Paul Wildcats 29. For producer-engineer Stephanie Mueller, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
We're your local sports connection. Full news, scores, and play-by-play.
The action at home or away.
Your local sports.